Am I the Jerk?
Yeah, amithejerk1310@gmail.com. So last week we had a scenario about a fella who played on a golf course with his buddy. Had to pay about $300 for the fee. Played a dollar a hole. He lost 14 of them. He owed his buddy 14 bucks. But there was a couple there that paid for their drinks. Well, he's going to give them the $14. Right. He said, just pay for the drinks. Everything will be square. The drinks got paid for. Then the buddy wanted the $14. And the guy was like, no, I'm not giving you the $14. So a ton of follow-up on that. Here's one. All he had to do was tip the bartender 20 bucks for the free drinks, and the entire argument just goes away. Tip your service people, and they will appreciate it. That way, nobody can bitch about an unpaid debt. Just saying. So if he was just left that 20 and tipped it to the bartender, do you think that would have satisfied the buddy who he owed $14 to?
I don't know. Ask Travis.
Jeez. Yeah, that would have cleared it up on my end.
Okay. Here's another follow-up. I feel compelled to write in about the am I the jerk discussion on whether someone else paying for drinks discharged a $14 bet. Set aside that everyone was correct that $14 isn't enough to burn a friendship over. I think we all agree on that. He said, how is it that only Travis Mejia is a functional human being on the invasion? The guy who lost the bet had to pay up. It is okay if they agreed that he would pay for drinks instead, but nobody paid for the drinks, leaving the bet payoff to Stan. If a P1 offered to ride on a bus to Glendale or show up at the Super Bowl dressed as Andy Reid, would Corby or Dan's bet payoffs have been satisfied? Of course not. When the other couple paid for drinks, everyone got free drinks, which is great. But when you lose a bet, you actually have to take a loss, whether it is money or doing something you wouldn't otherwise want to do. That seems obvious. I feel like writing a letter to the UIL to complain about Matt and Donnie. Take.
I
think Travis's kid wrote that.
I'll be honest, I had this thought 2 days later because I couldn't let it go. And this
what?
I was
you couldn't
so,
let it go.
No way. I can't believe it. But I was so excited when I checked the email and saw another P1 had the exact same thought I did. I was thinking about it Saturday morning before the show. I'm like, these sons of bitches, they just don't get it.
It's good to know there's two people wrong out there.
I think the amount means a lot. And I know it's a bet payoff, but we'll do that all the time. If Matt and I, if we go play a round of golf, and let's say I want 10 bucks off of you, I'm not even expecting that $10. True.
You're a real jerk.
I'm not.
Good to know.
But why bet? When I pay, I'm fine with that. But I just think if we're sitting at the bar and another couple pays for our round because they played with us and they enjoyed us, right. I don't think you'll go, hey, man, that 10 bucks, let's go.
Right, yeah.
I just don't think that'll happen.
So then where's the limit, though?
I think the amount makes a difference. I don't know if it's 20, if it's 30, if it's 50, I don't know. But there's not a chance in heck I'm going to let $14 come between a friendship that I would go and take a day off of work.
Right.
Will pay that amount for green fees because that's my buddy. I'm not even arguing about that.
All right, well, next time somebody loses picks with friends, just go ahead and throw it out to the P1s. If somebody wants to do this payoff for me, that would be great because apparently that will pay off your debt.
Are you saying a picks with friends payoff is worth $14?
I think the amount is very irrelevant to the integrity of the decision that was made.
And I totally think different.
Okay.
And that's okay.
All right.
We think different on that.
Next time you have to do a one-man band, just ask the P1s if they'll pay it off for you.
No, because
that'd be great if they joined me in the band.
Yeah,
I'd do it also. I'd be right there.
That would be a bad example. Because you don't have to pay it off.
That's a bad example because we do that because of the entertainment value to the listener. And so there's another angle to that that's not just a bet. If it was just a bet and it was only for us and we weren't broadcasting it for entertainment purposes for the P1s to enjoy, then it would make a lot more sense. Because this is something that's essentially just between two people. So I that example doesn't work for me.
I feel like it is a bit different when you're speaking on that. But hey, everyone has their opinion about it. The follow-up was incredible. About $14 in a bet on a golf course.
Right?
That was awesome. All right, here's one.
What about Ticket Fight Night? Do you think they'd fight each other at Ticket Fight Night?
And then we have $14.
Right.
That's like a wrestling match.
Exactly. And it descends from the ceiling.
It's standing above the ring, and they have a ladder. They have to stand up and get the $14. That'd be awesome. I went to the driving range yesterday to prepare for Oakmont. Quote, in my mind. When I arrived, the place was pretty much empty, so I set up in my usual torture spot all the way on the end. After a few minutes, a mom and her kids showed up, and sure enough, took the two spots right up my ass. I tried to ignore the ruckus, but lost my good naturedness when one of the kids drilled me in the left butt cheek. No idea how. No what? Apology, no coaching a little rat for friendly fire, nothing. Am I the jerk for wanting a little space, or was she the jerk for being, well, clueless? I'm just going to not read the last word. Always a proud day one P1.
Oh, I see the last word.
Yeah. Yeah, that's always the, if you're in a movie theater and you're by yourself and you have the whole movie theater, someone else walks in and they sit on your row or the row right in front of you. You have everyone else, everywhere else to choose from, but you're right there and around. That's,
yeah,
I don't know why it's human nature for people to want to do that. I try to separate myself as much as I possibly can. And especially,
yes, I agree.
If you have kids
at the driving range
that are going to maybe cause a little ruckus and do stuff like that, you got to get down on the other end if it's empty. What is she doing?
I would have moved if I was that guy, honestly. And I've done that in movie theaters where I've had people come and sit close to me. I just get up and move.
Man, it almost feels like you're a magnet when you're in a movie theater. Like
it does.
That. Because I do love going to the matinee in the afternoon and you're by yourself and someone walks in. It's like you have every other seat to choose from.
Yes, but I need your human companionship.
Why? We're not talking
now,
to each other.
Some hot chick, you know, maybe you're just
doesn't
kinda
even
like,
matter.
It's great.
Doesn't even matter.
Come sit down.
No.
No, but that's a really strange one. The fact that one of them hit him with a ball.
And she's not profusely apologizing for that?
That's way off, man.
That is off. She's a jerk.
Yeah, she is. I mean, it's one thing to say, again, if you got 10 spots in the driving range, it's like the bathroom stall thing, where I've always thought it's weird when the stalls, the urinals in a guy's bathroom, if there's four of them and you're using one, and then somebody, the other three are open, you go take the one at the end, and the dude that comes right next to you is like, what are we doing
here? Is there a barrier between each urinal?
See, I still find that strange.
I don't think it matters, man. I won't do it. But I won't get upset.
But it's kind of like this. Like, if you're at the driving range and say there's 10 spots, just to make it easy, and you take one at the end, and then somebody brings, whether it's kids or not, somebody comes in the one right next to you.
That's ridiculous.
I just don't get that. Like, wouldn't you want the space and the room?
Just in case you don't really know what you're doing, and a ball goes any which way and hits someone, then you don't even have to worry about it. Yeah, I don't understand that either.
Especially with the kids. I mean, that does play into this because you would think, hey, you know, this guy's over here working on his stuff. I'm going to take my kids and go over here. Have a little awareness.
But I wouldn't feel compelled that I need to move because I was there first. I don't want to pack up all my stuff when I've
No, I agree, but if that's what had to happen, I would have no problem. Like, okay, well, apparently you're going to do that, so I'm going to go way over here.
What if she moves down with you as you move
then
down
I would
the
say
other
something.
Side?
I'm like, what are you doing?
Would you set your ball up to?
Like, are these my kids I don't know that I had?
Do they look like you?
You ever think about that? Like, do you have these random kids running around out there that you didn't know?
Yeah, no, I don't think about that.
I was on the pill.
Where are you? Continue.
Good Lord. Do we have time? Yeah. So, Donnie, this has been bothering me for years. I taught a class at a community college, and as I was teaching one evening, an event happened that has bothered me. There were two rows of desks, with each desk sitting four students. I was standing in front of the classroom between the two rows giving my lecture. In the very back was a lady, overly large, with her seat in the aisle. As I was talking, she leaned back in her seat and fell backwards and hit the floor. Well, I lost it. I laughed so hard I was crying. I could not help myself. I could not stop laughing. Tears were rolling down my face. Well, she never came back to class after that. I guess you can put a J on my forehead because I should not have done that. Was I the jerk or was it just that funny?
I gotta think he's kind of the jerk.
100%!
Yeah.
You're teaching a class?
That's not cool,
and
man.
And she falls? And then she didn't come back afterwards?
Right, like you embarrassed her? Is she even alive still? We don't even know.
No, we probably know she probably still is.
But I don't know. Is she okay?
You have to show concern. Then you have to admonish the students.
Yeah.
For laughing if they did. And then if she leaves because she's embarrassed, that's when you pee on yourself laughing. You can't do it in front of her. Let's have some decorum here.
Yeah, only behind people's backs.
Right.
Jeez.
Everything works better when you do it behind a person's back.
Exactly.
That's true.
It's so much fun.
Yeah, that's yeah, he's got the jerk on his face.
I mean, just scarlet letter J right there. He should have to wear that to class
scarlet letter J
every single time.